First question, what is work-life balance?
All right, so this is probably the difficult question and the easiest question that someone asks. Perspective should be that how you take it. Okay. So what I'll describe work-life balance is to the synergy of happiness. Like, for example, like since I am the guy who really like to hustle and work a lot of like what I really do after I come back from college at 6 p.m., I start my another work. So for me, it's not about work-life balance. It is about work-work balance, because at this stage of my life, I am heavily into work and I try to do things that I really love to do. So if anything which I am doing is making me happy and I am getting a good sleep at night and I am satisfied at the end of the day, ki yes, I have done something, that is work-life balance for me. Otherwise, I don't know, like if you do 12 hours of work and if you are not able to keep your mom happy, or if you are not able to keep your dad happy, and if you are not going to bed happy, I don't think you are doing any shit to make your work-life balance.
Okay, so I will say you can't make everyone happy. True. You are agreeing with me?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's upon, first of all, you have to make yourself happy, because if you are not happy at yourself, I think you can't handle shit of other people. You have to first of all clear your own shit, make yourself happy, then you can make others happy.
Okay, so how you gonna do this? Like how you maintain work-life balance?
So for me, it's very easy. For me, it's about happiness. So like, for example, right now after New Year, like we decided to run a podcast. So this is so much fascinating for me to do something new and entering into the podcast world. This was so excited for me that I can really like cut the calls of my friends just to do this. So it's not that I'm not maintaining my work-life balance. It's like I'm maintaining my happiness balance. So first of all, I tend to make myself happy. So I play on total extreme game. Like for a few days, you will find me totally surfing on Google and trying out new shit, doing new stuff, and not at all focusing on my family, friends, and the loved ones. And sometimes I really drop everything that I'm doing. I don't give a shit about whatever I'm doing, and I just want to spend time with my loved ones. So I play on extreme. But for the people who are listening to our podcast, they should determine what really makes them happy. If spending time with your girlfriend in the evening makes you happy, I think you should do that and then focus on your work. So first of all, the first step to maintain work-life balance is figure out what makes you happy and then decide time allocation. It's like you have to allocate your time throughout the day and then allocate it so judiciously, and it comes with experience that you should, by the end of the day, that you should feel, yes, I've done something and I'm happy that I can go to bed satisfied.
Okay, so how you set your priorities? Like, it's about happiness.
Yes.
If something is making you happy, then it's your priority.
Yes.
But you can't live with your happiness thing.
Yes, it's absolutely correct. Like if you are in living MBA and you don't like assignments and you don't like exams, but you can't skip that. You have to be practical enough on the things that sometimes you have to do things that you don't like, but they are necessary to do. Like I don't like to clean my room. Like my room is total mess, but sometimes I have to devote time to clean my room because it's necessary. So I think there are things that are necessary, but you don't like to do, but you have to do because that's a part of life. So you cannot make yourself happy in each and every activity, but yes, you can do at least one or two activities throughout the day that really makes you happy. For example, talking about you, Satyam, you like to work out a lot and you like to engage yourself into sports. So that's why you'd allocate at least 2 hours of your time throughout the day to make yourself happy.
Yes.
You do something for yourself. So, and like, that's for taking my example, I like to create something new. I like to write a blog or do a podcast. This thing make me happy. So at least for 2 hours, I just give these 2 hours as a gift to myself to make myself happy. So priority list is simple. To decide your priority list, you just have to decide 2 hours for yourself that makes you happy. It could be reading, it could be swimming, it could be playing basketball, going to gym, whatever makes you happy. Just do it at least for 2 hours in a day.
Okay, so one other thing, like, don't you think technology have made it easier to maintain work-life balance? Like, you can talk to your parents, even if they are living abroad, you can work from home. So what's your thought about this?
Okay, so I'll say technology has made it easier to maintain work-life balance, but on the contrary, it has also disrupted our life. Because, for example, yes, you are saying it right, that it made it easier to, you know, have a video call with your mom, yeah, with your sister, with your loved ones.
Yeah, even our mothers are using WhatsApp.
Exactly. But the problem is that when you go on a dinner with your loved ones, at the same time, you all are using technology and instead of talking to each other. So probably people have so much involved themselves in this small little thing that is inside their pocket that has a display screen. They have so much involved their life in that, that only thing that matters to them is sometimes only this. Like people, right now, there are 13-year-old kids who don't like to go with their mom and dad, and they really care about the selfie that they're posting with their mom on Instagram and how many likes are they getting. If they don't get 15 likes in 5 minutes, they just delete the post. So people are so much into what other people give a fuck about that they are not able to care on their loved ones. So I'll say the technology has made things easier, but it has also disrupted our mindset. So it depends upon all of us how we really take it. So like, for example, if you take my example, it has disrupted my life in so bad ways. Like my mom and dad wish that I don't have mobile phone because I use it so heavily.
Every mom.
Yeah. So every mom and dad in India wish that their kids don't have mobile phones. But it's now like, if you talk about both of us, we are making much more judicious use of mobile phones. Now we just don't do WhatsApp or Tinder or just Instagram. We tend to explore new applications that can develop our skills. So it's about how we take and use technology. It's just like a two-sworded knife that you can cut yourself and you can also use it to win the war.
Okay, so how MBA have helped you to maintain work-life balance?
I think it's about, MBA has put me to a test, to an extreme test. Like MBA just gives you 4 hours sleeps a day. That's an average MBA sleep in Nirma University. So I think MBA has provided me so much workload, so much, what we can say, assignments and exams and all of this shit, that in the end, eventually you figure it out. Like if my life was very comfortable from the very beginning, like from the past 2 years, if I don't have any work to do, work and life would be easy for me. But the work and life, the only time the work and life get disbalanced, when you get a lot of load on work and you get a lot of load on life. That's why people after marriage, they then are able to deviate from work life. We are bachelors now. We can stay in a basement and have pizzas and have beer and open a startup, because we don't have to manage 4 people in our family right now. But if we cross the age of 26-27, we'll have to marry and we'll have a load over there. So when you have load on life or when you have load on work, then it gets disbalanced, and that's how you have to maintain skills. So MBA provided me a load on work, and that's why it helped me to figure out myself, that how I maintain it. So you gradually learn. So you have to put yourself in a position where you have extra load on work or extra load on life, then you maintain it. You have to practice it.
Okay, so any one suggestion which you want to give youth like us?
Okay, so the one suggestion that I would want to give to every single person of my age, because I have been following this suggestion from mentors that I have and it is working for my life, is don't give a fuck about people around you, what they think. Because all of us give a fuck about what people around us think. And this is why we are not able to do a lot of things. Like this podcast initiative has only started because we both don't give a fuck about what others think. Even if nobody listened to this podcast, even there are friends out there who say that this is bullshit, we still do. And that's why we'll be the game changer in the future. So don't give a fuck about what others think. Don't be scared of doing mistakes. And I think nobody's gonna stop you ever.
Okay.